Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Columbus County Board of Education could soon be elected in partisan primaries and the general election. Representative Brendan Jones has sponsored a bill establishing partisan elections for the school board. Terms would remain at 4 years, and as each current seat expires, it would be filled through a partisan primary race and general election vote. A larceny suspect discovered the hard way that he picked the wrong home to burglarize Sunday. Victor Paris, age 27, is being held under no bond on a charge of attempted larceny. The South Carolina man allegedly attempted to break into the home of Whiteville Police Officer Maria Cruz Sunday. Just after 8 a.m., he was held until the sheriff's office arrived. A large crowd turned out Saturday for the official dedication of the Waccamaw-Suwan Bridge. That's the bridge that carries Old Lake Road over U.S. 74 at East Columbus High School. Old Lake Road has connected the community of Buckhead and Lake Waccamaw for centuries. It was a trail long before it became a developed road. Representative Brendan Jones spearheaded the efforts to honor the Waccamaw-Suwan tribe with the new bridge. No injuries were reported after a boating accident in Lake Waccamaw Sunday. Fire Rescue Chief Ron Sasser said the boat in question sank just inside the no-wake zone. Then the occupants of the boat safely made it to shore. They were actually able to walk in. Whiteville police have arrested a suspect in a May 13th armed robbery on Memory Twin Circle. Raphael Gowans, age 26, is being held on a single charge of common law robbery. He was arrested on May 14th. He's alleged to have robbed an 80-year-old man of $150. It's springtime and love is in the air for alligators. A 9-footer tangled traffic on NC 130 for more than an hour on Saturday before wildlife officers, the Highway Patrol, and deputies could capture the critter. It was struck by two vehicles that later died of its injuries. A Sam Pouch Road couple had a scary few minutes on Sunday when a gator made itself at home in their front yard, prompted another call to the Wildlife Commission. May and June are typically mating season for alligators, and roaming males will seek out new territories as well as new females. Alligators usually leave an area if they do not find a food source. The Wildlife Resources Commission said alligator calls have increased dramatically in recent years due to development. Monday, May 26th is the Clarkton Community Day Parade. Lineups is at 9 a.m. on the north end of 701 Business at the E.J. Cox plant. The parade starts at 10:30. Arthur Bullock is this year's Grand Marshal. For more information, call 910-840-7241. Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Child Advocacy Center will host the Kaleidoscope of Hope Soiree on May 30th at Vineland Station in Whiteville. The fundraiser supports programs of the county's only child advocacy center. Tickets are $75 per person, $100 per couple. Tables and silent auction sponsorships are available. Call 910-646-3083 for more information. May 30th is also the Columbus Disaster Preparedness Expo at the fairgrounds. Multiple agencies and organizations will be on hand to provide information about assistance before, during, and after hurricanes and other disasters. The event is from 10 until 1, and admission is free. The National Weather Service will release its annual tropical forecast on Thursday after an exceedingly active and deadly 2024 season. Conditions appear favorable for similar patterns this year. Emergency officials note the forecast can quickly change, but now is the time to start assembling your emergency kit and plan for your family. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.